Today we begin lesson 103 in Parshas Vayera. We begin the fifth topic of the Parsha. We're in Perek Chaf Aleph, chapter 21. We're going to learn Psukim Chaf Beis to Chaf Vav, 22 to 26. In the Simanim Tanakh, we're on page 29 near the bottom. Vayehi bo'eis ahi vayomer avimelech ufichol sar tzevo el Avraham le'mor Elohim imcha b'chol asher ata oseh v'ata hishava li v'elohim heina im tishkor li ulenini ulenechti kahesed asher asisi imcha tasa imadi v'imaretz asher garta ba Vayomer Avraham Anochi Ishoveya Vohiach Avraham Es Avimelech Alodos Be'er Hamayim Asher Gozlu Avde Avimelech Vayomer Avimelech Lo Yodati Mi Oso Es Adavor Hazeh Vigam Ato Lo Higat Toli Vigam Anochi Lo Shamati Bilti Hayom. Let's look at the psukim inside Pasuk Chaf Beis. Vayehi bo esahi, and it was at this time. Now, what time? So the commentaries tell us that, remember, Avram made a feast in the beginning of last perek at the weaning of Yitzchak, and that demonstrate that Yitzchak indeed is going to be Avram's son that will live on and strong. And Yishmael has been thrown out of the house. So it's clear that Avram's descendant Yitzchak, and the promise that Hashem made with Avram long ago, that the land will go to Avram and his children, we begin to see that this is coming true. And this is beginning to concern people like Avimelech. Vayomer Avimelech, and Avimelech says, it's interesting, it doesn't say he had to go to Avram. Remember, when Avram left Avimelech said, go wherever you want in my land. So he didn't leave the land. He's in the region of Gror, which will ultimately be the land of the Philistines, the Plishtim. So he's not too far away. So Avimelech says, and also Ufichol, that's the name of a person, Fichol, Sar Tzevo, literally Sar means an officer, Tzevo of his army, which means his general, Avimelech and his general Fichol. We'll see that Fichol is going to come back later on in Parshas Toldos. So he said, El Avraham Lemor, to Avram saying, I've seen the following, Elohim Imoch, the Almighty God is with you. In other words, Hashem always seems to do whatever you want. You're very close with him and what you want to do. We see this how, Bechol in all, Asher Ata Oseh, everything that you're doing. We saw that the city of Sodom and the whole region was destroyed, and you escaped that unscathed. We saw that you were able to defeat the four kings. You're an amazing general against all odds, unscathed. We see that your wife, your elderly wife, and your old have a child. So I see that Hashem wants, he does whatever you really want, because you're good terms with him. Now this is concerning Avimelech now. Because Avimelech sees that the promise of Avram's children taking over the land is true. And certainly, what's going to happen if one day in the future Hashem says it's time to destroy Avimelech? So Avimelech says like this, he's going to want him to make a covenant with him. And if Avram makes a covenant, that means he wants to be on friendly terms with Avram, then Hashem will never ask Avram to do something that's against what Avram wants. So Hashem will never, therefore, tell him to destroy the people of Gror. There's no reason now, but maybe later on, Avimelech or his people will do something that would make Hashem upset. So he's trying to get Avram to make an oath with him now of some kind of a treaty that they won't harm each other. And therefore, since Hashem does what everything Avram wants, and if Avram wants to have a treaty, then this will happen. So in Pasuk Chav Gimel, he makes the following request. And now, Hishavali, swear to me, Ve'elohim, by the Almighty God, Hena here, right now, that you will not do the following, Im, that you will not, Tishkor, lie, li, to me, Ulenini, and to my son, Ulenechti, and to my grandson. In other words, we're going to make an oath, that you're not going to lie to me, meaning you're going to be good to me, as you'll see in a minute. We see that he's taking the oath as far as a grandson. Commentaries say that's how far a father's compassion is for his descendants, to the son and a grandson, but they don't worry about more than that. And what should this oath entail? Kacheset asher asisi imoch, like the kindness that I did for you. And what was that kindness? That when I found out that Sarah was your wife and I gave her back to you, I said you could stay wherever you want. So just like that kindness, ta'aseh imadi, do with me a similar kindness, with me and also v'ima aretz, and with the land, asher gortaba, which you lived in, and therefore be kind to me, just like I was kind to you, and I let you live in the land, and you'll let me live in the land, and we'll live happily ever after. Ultimately, Avimelech is wanting to secure protection for him and his grandchildren. Chav Dalet, what's Avram's reaction? Vayomer Avram, Avram says, Anochi Vashea, I will make the oath. However, if you want me to make an oath, you know, I want to hold you to something. Right now, all you've done is want me to make an oath. Well, I'm not going to make an oath if you're going to just take advantage of this. And therefore, what Avram's going to want Avimelech to do is to put an oath on his side. And he says, well, look what's happened. Where, you know, I'm going to want you to make some kind of condition. Chafei, v'hochiach Avram, and Avram hochiach. Hochiach means like he disputed es Avimelech with Avimelech. He raised an issue. What was the issue? Al odos, about be'er hamayim, a well of water. The well of water, asher gozlu avdi Avimelech, that the servants of Avimelech stole from Avram. So he say, you see what your people have done to me. So I'm going to want you to make an oath that this should not happen anymore. And if your people back out of the deal, so I will back out of the deal. We'll see in history when the Jewish people want to conquer the land of Israel, they're not able to conquer the lands of Avimelech because of that oath. However, many years later, when the descendants of Avimelech treat the Jews unfair, then King David then said, then we have no more oath, but that's all for later history. Avimelech answers, and he's going to excuse himself. He says, wait a minute. You can only blame me if any one of the following things could have happened, but they didn't happen. Maybe you would blame me if I made the order to steal it. Well, number one, lo yadati, I don't know who did this thing. In other words, I didn't give any orders for this. You may blame me if you asked for justice and I didn't provide it. So then he says, Vigam, and also I told you, Lohi Gadatoli, you didn't ask, tell me about it. You didn't tell me about it. How can I have not done justice for you? And number three, you may say, well, I heard about it and I didn't do anything about it. So he says, Vigam, and also Onochi I lo shamati, I did not hear Bilti until Hayom, until today. So what do you want from me? I didn't do anything wrong. Again, it's the same old Avimelech. I never knew anything. I didn't know your wife was your sister was your wife. I didn't know people took anything or not. So, you know, that's the kind of person Avram has to deal with Avimelech. Now, this is a very interesting offer that Avimelech is saying. Hashem did not tell Avram to make a peace treaty with Avimelech. We will see. Is this such a good thing for Avram to do or not? We'll have to wait until tomorrow's lesson. Let's take a look at the questions. Question one, Amanemar, concerning what does it say, Vaihiba Esahi, it was at this time. It was the time when people saw that Yitzhak was weaned and the promise of Avram getting the entire land for his children is going to come true. To Efo Yoshav Avram, where did Avram live? Kishigiresh as Hagar Yishmael, when he chased out Hagar Yishmael. He lived in the area around Gror, in that future to be Philistine area of the world. Three, Miba Ledabrim Avram Beperek Chafav. Who comes to speak to Avram Perek Chafalev? It's Avimelech and Fichol. Four, Mi Hayavimelech. Who was Avimelech? He was the king of Gror. Five, Targem Sar Tzavo. Translate Sar Tzavo. Literally, it's the officer of his army, means his general. Five, Mi Hayasar Tzavo Shal Avimelech Melech Gor. Who was the general of Avimelech? It was Fichol. Seven, Mi Hayah Fichol. Who was Fichol? He was the Sar Tzavo of Avimelech. Eight, Haim Avram Adayin Gor Ba'eretz Gror Kishigirish Es Hagor V'Yishmol. Did Avram still live in the land of Gror when he chased out Hagor and Shmol? Yes, in that region. Nine, May Efo Bo Avimelech Fichol. From where did Avimelech and Fichol come from? From the land of Gror. 10. Ma amar Avimelech im Ficho l'Avram. What did Avimelech say with Ficho and Avram? They wanted Avram to make an oath. 11. Bo'er mi amar. Explain who said, Val ma amar, and concerning what said Elokim im Cho b'chol asher ata oseh. Avimelech said this to Avram. He said it about the fact that Hashem seems to always be doing the things that you want him to do. 12. Eich yod Avimelech sheshem hoya im Avram. How did Avimelech know that Hashem was with Avram? In three ways. He saw, number one, he was able to escape the destruction of Sodom unscathed. He was able to defeat the kings in battle. And at an old age, him and Sarah had children. 13. Ma bikesh Avimelech ma'avram sheyishba. What does Avimelech ask from Avram, make an oath of? That he should deal kindly to him. 14. Madur ratz Avimelech shavram yaseh shvu. Why does he really want, why does Avimelech ma'avram take a shvu? Because he knows in the future, Avram may be very powerful, and Hashem may order that Hashem should destroy Avimelech. So now he wants an oath that will now preclude Hashem ever wanting to ask that, because Hashem does what everything that Avram wants. 15. Targem nini. Nini means a son. 16. Targem nechdi means a grandson. My son and my grandson. 17. Ketzad bir Avimelech Avram lama yesh lishav levan olenechtov. How does Avimelech explain to Avram why he should swear to him and his children and his grandchildren? Because I've only done chesed to you. 18. Eza chesed os Avimelech im Avram. What kindness did Avimelech do to Avram when he told him that he could live anywhere he wants in the Gror region? 19. Ketzad bir Avimelech Avram loma yesh lishav shel yasik lan sheretz Gror. How does Avimelech explain to Avram why he should swear to him not to hurt him and the people of Gror? Because we have only done kindness to you. 20. Eza chesed hayol Avram eretz Gror. What kindness did Avram have from the land of Gror that they allowed him to live anywhere in that land? 21. Ma'asai Gor Avram Beres Gor. When did Avram live in the land of Gror? He lived there from the time he got there in the last parak until now, chasing out Yishmael. So that's at least 2 years, if not even more than that, more likely even closer to 3 years. 22. Ma nishba Avram l'Avimelech. What does Avram swear to Avimelech? That he will do kindness with him. 23. Be'ezet t'nai hiskim Avram l'shav. Under what condition does Avram agree to make an oath that if Avimelech will also be kind to Avram? 24. Targem v'hochiach. V'hochiach means, and he disputed. 25. Targem gazlu. Gazlu means they stole. 26. Al-Mahochiach Avram Avimelech. What did Avram dispute with Avimelech and Madu and why? He disputed about the servants, Avimelech's servants, stealing Avram's well. And why did he bring it up? To say, I'm not going to make an oath with you if you're not going to also make a similar oath. I don't want to be taken advantage over here. And as example, he shows these servants of Avimelech that apparently stole his wells. 27. Lefi Divrei Avram, according to the words of Avram, Ma gazlu mimenu Avimelech. What did the servants of Melech steal from him? His well of water. 28. Ma amar Avimelech Avram al tanis Avram. What did Avimelech say about the complaint of Avram? Three things. He said, I want you to know I never ordered your wells to be stolen. Number two, you never asked me to adjudicate on this, because if you would have asked me, I would have. And number three, I never even heard about this to even help you out. 29. Lefi divrei Avimelech, according to the words of Avimelech, Haim kvar yada shekosu avod of ber Avram? Did he know already that his servant stole from Avram? No. 30. Targem translates the word bilti. Bilti means until. Let's go over the psukim now one more time inside the Tanakh from Pasuk Chaf Beis. Vayehi bo'ei sahi vayomer Avimelech uficholl sar tzvo el Avraham lemor Elohim imcha b'chol asher ata oseh. Vayomer Avimelech lo yadati mi asas hadavar hazeh v'gam ata lo higadata li v'gam anochi lo shamati bilti hayom. Please spend some time reviewing today's lesson And over the weekend, please go over all the lessons from 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103. Have a great Shabbos.